Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. This is your jolt of hope for the week. Today, what I want to talk to you about is the unforgivable sin. Now, most of us, when we hear that, we think of suicide. Now, that is steeped in tradition and specifically from the Catholic Church. But what I want to talk about today is in Scripture. And in this story in Scripture, it's Jesus casting out demons. And he's doing it in front of scribes and Pharisees. And in their religion, they believe that only God has the power to cast out demons. So Jesus is showing his true form, his true identity to everybody by doing this act, that Jesus is God. Now, what do you think at the time the Pharisees thought, or the scribes, that they saw Jesus doing this? Did they want to believe it? No, because it was inconvenient to them. It meant that maybe their power was over, that their influence was over. And so instead of seeing the truth that was in front of them, they decided to make up a lie and try to twist the truth of what they were seeing into something else entirely. In the face of truth, they had to either acknowledge something that they did not want to, or they had to manipulate the truth to give it a different meaning. So instead, they accused Jesus of casting out demons in Satan's name. Now, Jesus then tries to argue with them with logic, pointing out that that doesn't make sense that Satan would cast out demons. But they wanted to hold on to their power and control and influence. So lying was the only way to do that. The actual truth was just too difficult for them to accept. Now, there's this theologian who had said that the unforgivable sin is precisely the sin of lying, which can become unforgivable because of what lying can do to us. And so then what happened after Jesus was casting out demons and the scribes and Pharisees didn't want to recognize this and they started telling the lie that Jesus was casting out in Satan's name? This is what Jesus says. In truth, I tell you, all human sins will be forgiven, and all the blasphemies ever uttered, but anyone who blasphemies against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, but is guilty of an eternal sin. So what exactly is this warning that Jesus gives? I think Jesus is saying this. Be careful about what you are doing just now, putting a false spin on something because it is too awkward to accept as truth. The danger is that if you continue doing this, you may eventually come to believe your own lie. And that will be unforgivable, given that you will no longer want to be forgiven because you will see truth as a lie and lies as the truth. The sin cannot be forgiven, not because God can't forgive it or God doesn't want to forgive it, but because you end up not wanting to recognize that you need forgiveness and that you want forgiveness. You no longer want that because now you're living in your own truth of lies that you have created. And so this week, what I want you to do is to face the lies that you tell yourself. Face the things that you are trying to avoid in your own life. Because if you push through that, if you do the good work and hard work of pushing through the lies you tell yourself, then you will truly find freedom in Christ on the other side. Have a great week.